This is Diane Roberts, bringing you writing from Florida State. Whitney Gilchrist is a recovering Mississippian and a new recipient of a Master of Fine Arts degree from FSU.
I live in a house with two other graduate students. When I make pimento cheese, I portion it into one opaque container, the largest, that I hide from them under the produce. One clear glass jar I place front and center as a decoy, and one backup container that stays at the office. I don't give polite, impersonal hostess gifts like ladies from Mississippi do. They give candles, taffy, store-bought cheese straws, or soup mixes. I give homemade pimento cheese. The pimento has naturally occurring orange cheese chunks and creamy mayo pockets. It spreads evenly on a cracker or chip, and it doesn't clump or fall off when you take a bite. But it's not runny. You can stick a spoon into the jar in the middle of the night and lick it off like peanut butter. When I was growing up, Mama was always experimenting, throwing garlic and red pepper and blue cheese and bottled onion juice into the pimento. She never used enough mayonnaise to make it spread. She was health conscious. I couldn't perfect my own recipe until I moved away from Mississippi. It starts with the difficult part. Squeeze chunks of onion through a rusty garlic press. Then mix the juice and pulp with diced pimentos. Stir in globs of Duke's mayonnaise until you have a peachy roux. Add shredded, name brand cheddar cheese, medium sharp or extra sharp. Mash it. If you're so inclined, give it away.